Let us pray. God of wisdom, open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts, open our whole selves, and open us to you and your word for us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Last weekend, I went to the children's retreat at Caldas Lake with four children and a mother from this congregation. 90 children and 30 leaders from United Churches in Lower Mainland and Vancouver Island participated in this event, and we had a very good time. So this is a Gilmore Park team. From the left, Leo, Kevin, Crystal and Sabrina, and back myself and Lolly Shu, their mother. So the theme of the retreat was Don't Be Afraid, which was planned based on a story of Scaredy Squirrel. Sorry, this pronunciation is so difficult for me, squirrel, but you can figure out, Scaredy Squirrel. This book is very popular, and I think some of you may know, and our children already were upstairs. But I would like to introduce the summary of the story to share what we learned there. Scaredy Squirrel never leaves his nut tree. He'd rather stay in his safe and familiar tree than risk venturing out into the unknown place. Scaredy Squirrel is afraid of green martians, poisoning ivy, tarantulas, germs, killer bees, and sharks. Scaredy Squirrel carefully prepared his emergency kit for something unexpected. With his emergency kit in hand, Scaredy Squirrel watches day after day. But one day, a killer bee appears, and Scaredy Squirrel jumps in panic, knocking his emergency kit out of the tree. To get the emergency kit, Scaredy Squirrel starts to glide, and he feels overjoyed, adventurous, carefree, alive, until he lands in a bush, forgetting all about the killer bee. In a bush, Scaredy Squirrel plays dead for 30 minutes, 1 hour, and 2 hours. Finally, Scaredy Squirrel realized that nothing horrible is happening in an unknown place. So he returns to his tree and adds jumping into the unknown place to his daily routine. Our nine-year-old boys, Kevin and Leo, were not well engaged in activities based on this story because it started snowing from Saturday and snowing all day Sunday. They had never seen snow in their own country, in China and Taiwan. And they were very excited with much snow at Caldas Lake. Kevin asked me, when can I go to outside and pray again and again? During the reflection on the story, every child wondered on some questions. What are you afraid of? I asked him. What are you afraid of, Kevin? Kevin said, nothing. He has no interest in the activity, just interest in snow. So his mind was flying to much, much snow outside and didn't touch the story of Scaredy Squirrel. In the afternoon, finally, Kevin and Leo could play outside. Both of them signed up, walk in a trail, and I went together not to miss them. At the beginning, all the kids were so excited and started to throw snowballs. Although Leo never walked on a trail in snow in Taiwan, he was running and jumping freely through the trail like a monkey. But Kevin was suddenly scared with a very slippery, steep slope. One of the leaders, Scott, went in front of him and showed him how to safely slide down the slope. But Kevin was too scared to follow him. I said to him, Kevin, Scott is there, and I'm behind you. Don't be afraid. We'll hold you whatever will happen. It's too much for me. Way over my capacity. He was really scared. Kevin, you said, I have nothing to be afraid of. But you are really scared now. It is a good lesson for you, I said to him. I was really teasing him, but Kevin had no capacity to respond to me. He grabbed branches and carefully went down and climbed a steep slope. At the steepest slope, one of the boys pulled him up, and I held his back behind him. Finally, everybody climbed up the hill and shouted, Yay! Kevin was very happy with his achievement. I could see he had a very good lesson of Security Square through the walk on a steep slope in the snow rather than any other activity. Today is the last Sunday of Epiphany, called Transfiguration Sunday. Disciples and people had seen the glory of God in amazing acts and teaching of Jesus. And in today's story, Peter, James, and John went up to the high mountain and saw Jesus' whole presence was glorified. His face was shining like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. Furthermore, they saw Moses and Elijah appeared and talking with Jesus. In the former chapter, Jesus asked Peter, Who do you say that I am? And Peter said, You are the Christ, the Son of living God. Peter may have been confident and confirmed what he said to Jesus in front of the glorified Jesus and Moses and Elijah. He said to Jesus, If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. As Abraham and Jacob, his ancestors, did, Peter tried to make a sacred place in memory of this special encounter. But suddenly, a bright cloud passed over them, and a voice sounded in a cloud. This is my son, the beloved. With him I'm well pleased. Listen to him. The voice seems to confirm what Peter said to Jesus before. But when the disciples heard the voice, they fell down to the ground and were heavily scared. Why? Why were they so scared? The voice sounded like a thunder. Or they believed the same as the ancient Israel people. People who see and encounter God will die. This is their belief. But Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew removed their fear and the terrifying image of transcendent God of the ancient Israel. Jesus came and touched the scared disciples, saying, Get up and don't be afraid. Matthew concludes his Christmas story in chapter 1 with the words of prophet Isaiah. Look, a virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. Emmanuel, God with us, is the most important message for Matthew. So today, we are invited to the beginning of the Lenten journey through this story. During the season of Lent, we are encouraged to keep our lives simple, to have simple meal, and to have a time of prayer intentionally in our everyday lives, to remember and to recover our relationship with God. Some people may go to retreats to be closer to God, as Reverend Maggie and some of our people are going this weekend. Some people may have a fast every week to clarify their sense to feel and touch God. Some people may go to the pilgrimage as the spiritual ancestors did. Or some people may have an intentional meditation and prayer every day. In any way, today's story encourages us not to idealize or stick to the mountaintop experience when we touch God's glory, but to know that Emmanuel, Jesus is with us, no matter where we are and what we do, saying, "Don't be afraid." Life is not easy. As Scaredy Square was suddenly scared by a killer bee and jumped and fled from his nut tree without his safety box, we may suddenly face a trouble or accident, although we are carefree and cautiously living. As Kevin was suddenly scared by the steep slope right after his excitement playing with snow, fear and anxiety catch us in the midst of our joy and happiness. The story of Transfiguration tells us that the mountaintop experience in which we see and touch the glory of God is not necessarily helpful for the fear of the disciples, but only Jesus' close presence, the sense of Emmanuel, God with us, helped and sustained them and sustained us. Thich Nhat Hanh, a Vietnamese Zen Buddhist monk whose spirituality touched and inspired many Christian leaders such as Thomas Merton and Martin Luther King Jr., says, "If you run after peace and happiness, you are never alive. In daily life, there is so much to do and so little time. You may feel pressure to rush all the time. Just stop. Touch the ground of the present moment deeply, and you will touch real peace and joy." Although Thich Nhat Hanh was persecuted for Vietnam during the Vietnamese War and was prohibited to come back for his peace movement, he went to the United States and France and developed interfaith dialogue with many leaders of different faiths. Through the dialogue with Christian leaders, Thich Nhat Hanh found a mutuality between the teaching of Jesus and Buddha. Matthew describes the kingdom of God as being like a tiny mustard seed. It means that the seed of the kingdom of God is within us. The practice is to touch life deeply so that the kingdom of God becomes a reality. This is not a matter of devotion. It is a matter of practice. The kingdom of God is available here and now. People say that walking on water is a miracle, but to me, walking peacefully on the earth is the real miracle. We walk on the green earth in the present moment and appreciate the peace and the beauty that are available now. Peace is all around us and within us, in our bodies and our spirits. Once we learn to touch this peace, we will be healed and transformed. The word of Lent is coming from lengthening the day in spring. Now it is still cold, sometimes snowing, but daytime becomes longer day by day. In sunny days, many of us may enjoy walking on a dike. Whenever we walk, let us do the practice to touch our lives deeply and to live in each moment. Walk and touch peace in every moment, Thich Nhat said. Touch every moment and live deeply in now. Kiss the earth with your feet. Bring the earth your love and happiness. Amen.